From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri senators resumed a special session yesterday that began last month, but did not vote on a bill strengthening Missouri's abortion restrictions. Among other things, the bill would give the state attorney general the power to enforce abortion laws and overrule local prosecutors. It would also forbid abortion clinics from asking ambulances to silence sirens or pick up a patient at a back entrance. Democratic Senator Jill Shoup says the measure has little to do with making abortion clinics safer. If Republicans don't take out some of the provisions, she said she'll filibuster.
Don't be misled. This is not to protect women's health or safety. This is all about reducing a woman's access to abortion.
Republicans have made the legislation a priority after a federal judge threw out some of Missouri's abortion laws earlier this year. The full Senate is expected to convene again later this afternoon. The St. Louis Police Department is looking at whether more training is necessary after an off-duty officer was wounded by, quote, friendly fire from a fellow officer looking for suspects. The department is forming a committee to decide how to best train officers for such encounters. The police say they were chasing suspects in a stolen car when it crashed on June 21st. The off-duty officer came out of his home after hearing the crash when an officer just arriving at the scene allegedly shot him in the elbow, thinking he was a suspect. The investigation is ongoing. As lawmakers return to Jefferson City to continue their special session on abortion legislation, several members of the House want to reverse cuts to in-home care services. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
More than 8,000 people could lose health care services because Governor Eric Greitens vetoed a plan that would have shifted unused money from some state boards and commissions to in-home health care. Democratic Representative Cora Faith Walker of Ferguson wants her colleagues to override the governor's veto.
We've heard from people about what the needs are, and yet the governor still decided to make these cuts, and we think that that's wrong.
But if the votes follow what happened in the regular session, there aren't enough in the House to override the veto during September's veto session. Greitens and some Republican lawmakers called the vetoed funding plan a short-term solution to a long-term problem. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Fulton Medical Center will be closed by September. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the hospital's 158 employees were notified of the decision to close the facility yesterday. University of Missouri Healthcare and New Health purchased the hospital back in 2014. The partners applied for a certificate of need to build a new facility in South Columbia, but that request was denied in 2015 by Missouri's Health Facilities Review Committee. New Health's CEO cited that decision as contributing to the closure. Also cited were low patient volumes and the need for extensive renovations. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.